6:30. Good evening, everybody. This time we will start the September 7th, 2017, Lawrence, Kansas Board of Zoning Appeals meeting. At this time, Jeff, I would love to take roll to determine if we have a quorum present.
Certainly. Mr. Mahoney?
I am here.
Mr. Holly?
Also here.
Mr. Clark?
Present.
Major General Gardner? Mr. Gaston?
Here.
Mr. Wilbur? Mr. Wiseman?
Here.
We have quorum.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. At this time, we move on to item number one, communications. Do we have anything to come before the board this evening?
We do not.
Thank you very much. Do any board members need to disclose any ex parte contacts or abstentions from the discussion and vote on any items under consideration this evening?
We do not.
Excellent. Do we have any items that will be deferred tonight?
We do not.
Thank you very much. At this time, we move on to item number two. We'll consider the approval of the minutes from the August 3rd, 2017 meeting of the board. If everyone had a chance to review those, I would entertain a motion to approve the minutes, unless someone has any addendums, reductions, redactions, anything like that.
So, seconded.
Moved and seconded to approve the minutes from the August 3rd meeting of the board. All those in favor, aye please.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. I abstain from that. I was not present.
I abstain as well.
At this time, we'll begin the public portion of our meeting. We'll start with item number three, which is the variance from the rear building setbacks for a residential dwelling at 5120 Cody Street. At this time, we would ask to hear from staff for presentation on this item, please.
Certainly. Good evening. You've seen this address before, but not this item. This is a different application. It is not in any way substantiated with the first application, so you should notice that right off the bat here. It is for reduction in the rear setback from the required 30 feet under the code to 17.5 feet, which would be to allow for the construction of a covered space in the back deck, four seasons room for that expression there. Very similar item, and similar to the last time you saw it, is in question, is the 1966 zoning code. This diagram that you can see here does demonstrate that the old code had a, lack of a better word, was an exception clause inside of it, that if you had so much land in a certain percentage and a certain ratio, and a couple of other different things that KIF factored into it, you could alleviate the rear setback to 20 feet. Which at the time the house was constructed, the setback was alleviated because it met the conditions in the exception. So in reviewing this, and also then reviewing the plot plan that we had, which was not provided to you in the first application, but is in this application this evening, staff was able to determine that it is a condition that does meet the five criteria that are available in the code, and therefore would meet those exceptions that you have in there. The planning director did want to make note of that exception because this provision of the 1966 code with that exception is not carried forward under the 2006 land development code. So if this was a new construction, this would not be an option available. But because it was built under the old code and meeting the exception of the code and the dimensions that were provided with the plot plan you can see there, that is how staff was able to determine it did meet the five conditions under our review. So with that, I'd be glad to stand for any questions you have.
The 1966 code would have allowed for a 20-foot setback?
It would have automatically had a 30-foot setback, but if the building was situated in a lot in a certain condition, which was effectively that more than 30% of the open space occurred behind the rear building line, then the setback could be alleviated to 20 feet under the old RS2 zoning district. So it only occurred in three districts, and that would have been under the district this would have been originally built under.
At this time, if the applicant is present and would like to speak on this item, they are welcome to do so. They're not required to do so. And I would also ask any members of the public who are present who would like to speak on this item to please step forward and do so. Hearing none, I would entertain a motion to close public comment on item number three.
So moved.
Seconded.
It's been moved and seconded to close public comment on our public portion on item number three. All those in favor, aye please.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. I look at this, guys, as kind of one of these slam dunks. I easily meet all five conditions.
Words out of my mouth.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. Great minds think alike, huh? So I would entertain any motions at this time.
All right, Mr. Kish, what happened in June or July?
That one would have been very similar request to this one without the information we had. Based on the information that was provided at the time, staff could not make a recommendation to it because we didn't have the details and the information that we have now. We also went back through an item called the Zoning Code Diagnostic, which was the translation document from 1966 to 2006, just to triple check that exceptions did not come forward. It didn't.
So. I'm curious, did that tree just sneak up and grow right through the deck? Or that's something that took
I'd have
years
to defer to the homeowners on that, but I believe the tree may have been there first.
Any motions this evening, gentlemen? Or any further discussion?
I'll make a motion that we accept staff's recommendations that the request meets the five conditions outlined in 20-1309G1 and approve the recommendation.
Okay. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend the approval of the rear yard setback based on staff's recommendation that the request does meet the five conditions outlined in section 20-1309G1. All of those in favor, aye please.
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much for coming out.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Next time, don't talk so much. Do we have any other business to come before the board this evening?
Just a couple of things of note. Good news is you will not have an October meeting. Your deadline passed with no applications being submitted. So there you go. Good news on that front there. October was also your scheduled elections for new chair and vice chair. So we'll move that to November if that's okay with all present this evening. Any objections to? Okay. We'll go ahead and get that scheduled there. Just so you know, you technically have to elect a chair, a vice chair, and a secretary, but your secretary has to be staff from the planning office. Thins the nomination down a little bit on that one, but you'll let you think about the other two.
On the secretary, it has to be staff.
Yeah.
And it would generally be someone who's present at most meetings.
Exactly.
Is it anybody? Do they have to have broken glass all over the backyard, or be anybody?
It could be anybody, you know, as long as you got staff, I guess. You know. Which, to be honest with you, we were surprised when we read that in your bylaws, you elect a secretary, where most boards just appoint a secretary. Mm-hmm. You have to elect a secretary.
You have to vote on it?
Yeah.
Does it have an obstacle course?
You can do what you like with
Does it have to be staff from your office?
Arm
could
wrestling.
We? Could we?
From Parks and Rec.
Yeah. Can we?
You may, apparently, based on what it says, you may either elect the planning director or his designate.
Ooh.
Boy, they're leaving it wide open.
They're just letting it just completely go nuts.
Does the secretary have to be president?
Yes.
Really, really thins it out. Well, I will tell everybody if anybody is interested in chair or vice chair, please talk to me about it. Talk to the other members about it, and we'll see what we can do to get you nominated and get you the position you desire.
Where do you campaign signs?
Absolutely. Well, sign code is very convoluted now. There was a day when I would have said yes, but I'm not even going to touch that right now.
So, who's current chair and co-chair?
Mr. Mahoney is currently chair, and Mr. Hall is co-chair.
And that was based on Ms. Sarah Ferdy. Mrs. Sarah Ferdy was the chair, and she resigned. And I was I vice chair at the time?
Correct.
We had a new election.
I don't know what's in my head.
You were vice chair, and I nominated you for chair.
Just to let you know, the current incumbent chair cannot serve as chair next time out. He's term limited.
Am I really term limited?
You are.
But can does that mean I'm term limited to all that?
Membership to the board is a different term, but to be chair of the board, there's a limitation to it, that you only serve a certain number of terms.
Can the chair be the vice chair?
I think
just
I've
curious
been,
how much we could mess with Josh.
This has been 2.5, right, as chair?
According
what's
to
the,
this,
and the term is 2?
Josh, according to this, this is your only second term.
As on the board?
Yeah.
Correct, because I filled in, I took someone else's term when I came for like
how
years.
How long ago, though, like 1980?
I'm sorry. My nose just itched so bad there. No, it was like 96
okay,
or so.
96, yeah.
Yeah. So the way your bylaws read is that no person shall serve more than 2 1-year terms as chairperson while on the Board of Zoning Appeals.
I think I got that beat.
Total?
Total.
Yeah, it's not consecutive. It's just like, so that's it? That's for the rest of your life?
Just for your appointment terms.
Yeah, I think I got that beat pretty bad. I guess we just were sleeping on that. I don't mind one bit. It was a pleasure.
Refresh my memory. What's the term limits on just appointments?
All of your appointments to the board are 3-year terms. You are available to serve 2 terms, so 6 years in total. The in between is that city commission has the discretion to not reappoint you to a second term if they so choose. But at the end of your second term, you are given the boot. Ceremoniously, I guess is a good way of putting it.
Are any of us getting kicked off?
I'm glad you brought that up. That was the next one. Your term expires at the 30th of September this year, so this is your last meeting.
What?
Second term?
It's like getting the handcuffs taken off.
Wait a minute. So it's not ceremoniously?
Well, it depends on how you look at it, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to make a ceremony out of it.
The exception to that would be if you took over someone else's term. Your term would not start until that expired.
But so that means you're leaving too, right? Because you were here when I joined.
I joined on right on the beginning of somebody else's term. Mm-hmm. I completed my first, and I think
you're eligible for reappointment right now.
Sweet.
I'm eligible for reappointment?
Correct.
I've only done one of my own terms.
Correct.
Have I done 6 years?
I'll have to go back and check. I wasn't here for the whole span.
I came in around 2000.
You've got till 18.
Wait, Jay, are you saying you've had two terms already?
Insane.
Yeah.
Let me double check.
No, yeah, no, this says 2018 for me.
Yeah, you've got.
I can't. No, I'm in my second term.
Yeah, but so you've got.
You're
one more year.
But you have another year.
But
your second term.
This is my last.
You've done this for 6 years?
Yeah, meeting, and so now I'm going to move to a regular audience member, and I'm going to be like an LJ World commenter. It's going to be David Holroyd.
Heckler?
Chicanery. You're going to be part of the general chicanery.
Well, gentlemen, it's a blast hanging out with you guys, but, and I do have one thing to say before we close the meeting. This thing went till like probably 8:45, 9 o'clock, if anybody asks. That's where I
think that's agreed. I second that
one. We saw him
in a minute, so it will be a public record.
The people I'm people aren't gonna check that.
They're not gonna check that. Can we close the
I would love
but
to
you it's your responsibility as chair.
About
Jonathan's last.
I actually do want to thank Mr. Hawley 2 terms. You have done a fantastic job, Jay, and I appreciate it, and I'm sure the city of Lawrence appreciates it. We have seen some very interesting things in those 6 years, and we've had a few laughs. We've had a few sad moments for sure, and we've seen some interesting things, and I appreciate your service to the city. Thank you very much. I didn't know I was getting a speech tonight.
Thank you, too.
It was my privilege.
Excellent. Would you like to make a motion to adjourn? Or would you like to second a motion to adjourn? Whatever you want to do.
I would move to adjourn, but I'd ask everyone that still has the report up to keep it up. But I'd move to adjourn.
Do I have a second?
Second.
It's been motioned and seconded to close the September 7th adjourn. September 7th, 2017, meeting of the board. All of those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Aye. Opposed? Motion carries, meeting adjourned.